Phoenix FM.
Michael Jackson, PYT, Pretty Young Thing. I'm Xanthi Behrman. This is Phoenix FM. We are community radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas and across the world on phoenixfm.com. Well, this evening I am joined by two members of a brand new band called The Gold. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having us.
You all right? Yeah, I've got Joe here and Louis. There's normally six of you.
That's correct.
Indeed, yeah.
We've just got two of you tonight.
Just two. The best two.
The best two. Love it. So why are you called The Gold?
So basically it's kind of like a private thing between us. Anytime we write a new bit of material, if we like the sound of it, we basically say that's gold. So
absolute
that's
gold.
Kind of where we got the name from, really. We kind of ran with that. So,
all right. And how long have you guys known each other?
Since college. Since the college days.
Okay. Yeah, so did some of you go to school together?
Yeah, a few of us all went to school together, yeah.
Okay.
We played music back then as well.
So how old are you generally in the
between
band?
Between the ages of about 24, 25. That's sort of average age. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we've been doing it a little while.
Yeah, pretty much
since about 15, 16, playing together, jamming together.
So you've got a new album coming out, but it's taken you a year to write. Is that a long time in songwriting terms?
Well, to be honest, it's the first thing that's going to come out. You don't want to sort of rush that. You only get one chance to release your first single or your first album. So we thought, what's the point in rushing it? You know, take our time, really work on our sound, which I think that's, over the past year or so, that's something that we've achieved. Mm. We've kind of developed our sound.
We just really wanted to make sure that we create a sound that was us.
Yeah.
So it was actually something that represented every person in the band and everywhere that we've come from.
Which is quite hard at times because there's six of us.
Yes.
To get everyone's ideas on board. But, you know, there's been compromise along the way, but as a general rule of thumb, I think we're all happy with the sound now. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Who's the diva in the band? Who's the one that strops out?
Oh, well, funny you should say that, actually. It's Diva Dan sitting over there in the corner with his little smile.
He's hiding away.
That's his nickname, Diva Dan.
Diva Dan. Oh, yeah.
It's his way or no way.
Really? Yeah. Does he have a moment?
Oh, he does, yeah.
No, he's got,
but we love him for
He's got a vision. That's that's what he's got. Yes, and he's got to be honest, we all share that. But I think Dan is the real sort of driving force behind
that. He is the main cog in the system. He's
so,
the one.
So you've got a new single coming out. We've been playing it on Phoenix FM all week. It's called Scream. It is fantastic.
Thank you.
So tell me what it's about. Who is it about? Anyone in particular?
What do you think it's about?
I'm
going to put you on the spot now.
I don't know. I just wondered, because sometimes you think you sort of understand a song, and then actually when you ask the artist, they think, well, no, it's about my dog.
I think that's probably what we was going for. We want everyone to have their own interpretation of the song.
Yeah, I mean, I never want to sort of taint people's perception of the song that we've written. Do you know what I mean? I want other people to work out what they want it to be about, and sort of listen to it and think, yeah, actually it's probably about that, or it might be about this. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. And so the whole album, is it an eclectic mix of songs? Is it, do you know what I mean? Is it all about different subjects, or is there a theme running through it?
I mean, I'd say so. Obviously we spent a year writing, so that gave us plenty of time to work on a lot of material. Lots of it we used, lots of it we didn't. So there's a nice mix on there, and I'm sure your listeners will be hearing a lot more of it, hopefully, over the next coming months or so.
So the single is being streamed currently on Vevo. The official release date is in September.
That's correct,
That's coming up soon. You've got a debut show, The Black Heart in Camden. When's that?
So that's on Wednesday, the 28th of September. We're going to release the song around that time.
Okay.
When we play the show, so that's going to be available to buy on all the major outlets. So just keep checking our Facebook, because more information on that sort of thing will happen.
Well, tickets for the show are going to be available to buy on Saturday through a link that we'll be setting out on our Facebook.
And what is your Facebook page?
Yeah, so it's facebook.com/wearethegold.
Okay.
You could just find us just searching The Gold, basically. But yeah, like Joe said, that's a Phoenix FM exclusive. The tickets are on sale on Saturday, so.
Thank you, guys. That's brilliant.
You're welcome.
Okay, so all your social media I've got is at We Are The Gold.
Yeah? That's correct.
And we're going to play this brand new single right now. Thanks so much for taking the time out to come in.
Thank
I know
you
you're really, really busy
us.
At the moment, but really appreciate it. And good luck.
Thank you very much.
I got nothing to scream about. I got nothing to cry about. So won't you scream it out, scream it out. Truth is here.
Single from The Gold, Scream, released in September 2016. They met through school. They're an Essex band. All their social media is at We Are The Gold, and what a brilliant bunch of guys as well. Really enjoyed having them in the Phoenix FM studio.
Phoenix FM.